Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday Night Turmoil, right here on the Evolution Radio Network, with your host, Chaotic Katie, the Dean of Wrestling Referees, Steve Kane, and Sadistic Sean David. Now, let's go into the ER and get into the turmoil.
Welcome, everyone, to another loaded edition of Rampage Rants Tuesday Night Turmoil. You are live inside of the ER. I am Sadistic Sean David, along with my one co-host that's here by ghost, and one co-host that's actually here.
I'm here by ghost?
No.
Okay. Oh, all right.
No.
All right, well, anyways, I'm still the only reason why the show isn't a bag of dicks.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep. All right. Tonight, I'm going to make some announcements. Tomorrow night on Wrestling Authority Radio, we will be joined by Sir Mo. That's going to be another explosive Wrestling Authority Radio show. Yeah.
You can say the return of Sir Mo, actually. I do enjoy him. He is rather great on air. I do enjoy him.
Next Tuesday night, we will not be bringing you your regularly scheduled Tuesday Night Turmoil. It will be Tuesday Night Turmoil, but we will be joined by a woman that has a story to tell us about a wrestling promoter that she met. She's a comedian, and she's a wrestler, and there was a promoter that approached her, and things went wrong, and we're going to hear about it all next week.
Who's the comedian?
Her name is, let me get it here.
Okay.
Allie Dersky.
Why do I know that name? I probably know it. All right.
So she will be with us next week.
Yeah, PM me how her name appears, and I'll look her up on YouTube after the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
She'll be with us next week. She'll be telling some jokes. But she's going to be serious as we out this promoter that, unfortunately, happened.
Was inappropriate?
Yes. I do need to take the moment to do this.
All right. Do as you must. Quick, man. There you go.
There are reports coming in at this time that Pedro Ortiz Villanueva, a.k.a. Parada Morgan, has passed away.
Oh, God.
I would refer to him as Mexican Abyss, because that's what
that's
he looks like.
That's what my otherwise known as meant, because, well, I'm a good little girl and I listen to Sean when he messages me. So, yeah.
worked for a lot of different companies in Mexico. He had some time in WWE. He had some time in WCW. So, Steve was very upset when I gave him the news of this. And damn it, Steve, we are both shaking our fists at you. We need you back on here.
I need you. I need you, dude. You don't need to see to talk on a phone. I've got the studio. You're fine. I need you. I need you, show hubby. I miss you like a fat boy with Miss Cake if we were at a diet camp. Okay? So get a wiggle on and get your fine ass self back here. Soon as you can. And I'm talking like I said, you don't need your eyes to call in and talk to me. Shithead.
We also have a report at this time that I'm gonna devour this.
This is another reason why you need to be here.
Hiromu Takahashi hospitalized after finishing match with an injured neck. They believe he broke his neck.
Oh my shit.
Yes. On top of that, at the same event, JR was injured.
JR? As in announcer?
Yes, JR. Yes.
Not announcer, commentator.
Yes.
Oh my, good old JR.
So,
wow, what happened to him Christmas time? Does it say what happened to him?
Somebody went after him at the announcer's table, and oh my God. I need to find the story on this.
Oh, looky-loo. See, Steve, I need you. I need you, Steve. I need you. I can't live on this show without you. It's sucking my will to live. Get back here. It's sucking my will to live. There. Is that better? Maybe that'll work.
Where is it, damn it? No, that's how I log in. I don't need to log in. I just need to find JR.
I'm just going to start making fun of Steve until he comes back. You know that, right? I'm just going to start doing that. Telling you.
And we're going to go to the old man for this. And this is the old man on a snare drum.
Don't be farting on my snare drum. What are you doing? Just farting on my snare drum. What the hell? Let's tell you about farting on the snare drum. Like, seriously? Oh, you asked for it. Oh, hello, why didn't my whip play? Okay, hold on. It's not letting me play any clips.
About to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
Okay, during IWGP United States Championship match on Saturday that saw Juice Robinson capture the title from Switchblade Jay White, there was a spot in which White duplexed Jay Robinson, or Juice Robinson, into the guardrail, which was not connected properly. More on this issue in a bit. Ross tumbled backward. This went to Barnett leaving the table to go after White, which seemed as if it could be the beginning of an angle. But we don't know. It's being said that it's not an angle and that JR was injured.
Shit. So it's not a work at all. It wasn't a work
no.
at all. Okay.
Ross was adamant that this was not a work and believed he had even broke a rib during this incident.
Oh, my shit. I know what that's like. That sucks. That was the worst 7 weeks, excuse me, of my life. Oh, my God. Almost 8 weeks.
So there's that. Jay Lethal has spoke out about the allegations from Taylor Hendricks that we talked about last week.
All right.
From Ring of Honor.
I missed the meeting. Can you give me a little refresher?
Let me get it.
Okay. Give me the gist. What was said? Who said what and why?
Taylor Hendricks said she was fired from Ring of Honor after she refused to sleep with Jay Lethal.
Okay. That's fucked up. I don't know about that, man. Doesn't every promotion have a policy?
I'm not sure what they had in set. But, this is, she was taken off Ring of Honor television and fired by Ring of Honor because she spoke out about
it. There's got to be more to it.
Yes, I'm sure there is. Jay Lethal has been, Jay Lethal has denied all allegations at this time. she has provided text message of Lethal wanting to sleep with her.
Okay.
So there's that. And that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing at all. And Jay has been in communication with Taylor Hendricks, trying to get all of this cleared up. She does not want to have anything to do with him after this, and I don't blame the poor woman.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what's going on. In our big breaking news for the night, and I got to get my drum roll ready.
Alrighty then.
It's coming.
Ringo.
It is being stated at this time that WWE is considering not one, but two WrestleManias in 2019.
Two? Why in the mother chuck would you do that? I mean, oh my God, the last WrestleMania, wasn't it like 7 hours long with like everything? Like 6 hours, five, like, wasn't it like 2 days long as it was? Like, the fuck?
The concept would be hold the first and presumably the flagship in the United States, while a similar event would also take place outside of the U.S.
Like where? Like in the U.K. or some stuff?
Well, kind of like what they did with the Greatest Royal Rumble earlier this year.
So what, they're going to simultaneous it?
No, they're going to do one earlier in the year in April and the other one in October.
Okay.
So they're going to split them out.
All right, I understand. They got to call it something else. They can't be calling it WrestleMania. They got to call it something else. I don't know. You fucking know everything, Vince. Call it Starcade. I don't fucking care. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Whatever happened? Hey, man. Whatever happened to... Oh, never mind. Wrong promotion. Never mind. Leave me alone. It's been a really long day, and it's really hot here in Canada. We got, like, Florida weather. I understand it's, like, God's waiting room and shit, but I don't want to be hot. So, yeah. Excuse my brain. Excuse my brain, folks. It's not firing up all synapses tonight.
Let's see. What else do we have? Tessa Blanchard has signed a new long-term contract deal with Impact Wrestling. Let's see. That was WWE is considering canceling a very popular pay-per-view after 10 years. WWE is considering canceling TLC.
What? TLC?
Yes.
What, tables, ladders, and chairs? You're not going to do it no more?
Correct.
Can we... Okay, I understand the ladders, but can we still have tables and chairs? Please. Please. Because those are prepared tables. And, well, chairs, yeah. How many chairs has Taker taken to his back, you know, by Triple H? Remember that match? How many freaking... You don't have to give him chair shots in the head. Really, honestly, if you really want to take something away, take away moves that are absolutely going to injure the neck. The one thing that is really upsetting me right now is them being slammed on the apron, on their neck. That's pissing me off. Another thing, and I was just thinking it last night, actually, and we've talked to older generation stars, and they have said this. You know, you didn't have the injuries back in the day. There was more respect, you know, for each other's bodies and each other's careers. Now, my opinion, and I was thinking it last night and I was thinking it last week and I've been thinking it for a while, especially when Sasha kept getting injured, I was thinking about it. They're out there to hurt each other now. They're out there to eliminate each other just to get that next rung on the ladder. That's all I'm seeing lately. It's not hockey, people. Come on, you know, like, fuck. Enough of this.
Matt.
Oh man, sorry, buddy.
Yeah, no, you're good. Matt Hardy is teasing an appearance at All In.
Oh?
Yes. What are these fantastical fancies that you speak of, Bucks of Youth? September 1st, question mark? And then he posted a picture of him and Wyatt and the Bucks of Youth.
Oh, I've been wanting the Bucks of Youth to come to freaking NXT for a while. But Vince is actually going to let Matt make an appearance in another production?
That's what it sounded like. It's going to be interesting come September 1st. Gary Michael Capetta, who we have had on this show, has criticized Cody for taking dangerous spots with Kenny Omega. So, there's that. Kind of what Katie was just talking about. Raw's viewership for last night draws the lowest ever.
I was wondering about that, actually.
There was some good on it, but a lot of bad.
I'm going to agree.
All In, it will be for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. Oh, I'm sorry. Not All In. For the NWA World Heavyweight Championship, July 20th at ROH Honor for All, it will be Flip Gordon versus Nick Aldis, a.k.a. Magnus.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting. And then Ronda Rousey is going to be an additional pre-order bonus for WWE 2K19. You can play as Ronda Rousey.
I know. I saw that this afternoon. I'm like, oh, is that?
You're like, yeah, but I won't allow video
games back. All right. Now that we're going to talk about the commercial, can we actually talk about the commercial?
Yes.
Oh, my God. When she walks into the locker room, for those of you who haven't seen it, and I don't care if I'm spoiling for you, she walks into the locker room. She sets down her gear. She hangs up Piper's jacket, and she sits down. And you hear his words of inspiration to her, and I just, like, now, I'm going to break down. I kind of broke down. Especially, you know, she took out all her gear, and he's still talking to her. It got me in the field. Something fierce. So, yeah, I'm proud of her. That's all. And she has a Twizzlers commercial. So, if you got Twizzlers.
Crime Fighter, I don't know if you're listening, but if you can hear me, Crime Fighter, I would appreciate it if you'd call in. You were at a show this weekend that did quite well. We could talk about that.
Yep.
Let's see here.
I'm going to send you something. Someone sent it to me. I haven't looked at it yet. Chris Jericho. That's what I want to talk about.
Let's see. Boy, I talk a lot.
No, you can't. No, I don't think so, man. I was named after an annoying doll in the 80s. Similar to Teddy Ruxpin. Her name was Cricket. And if you put a tape in her back, she didn't shut the fuck up. And I mean, like, I almost got kicked out of a college course because I talked too much. It's kind of what I did.
Let's see.
Where is that? Where the fuck are you? Okay. I'm going to send you something.
Boy.
Actually, two things, I think.
I was talking with Crime Fighter because there was a show that took place the same night as Wrestling for a Cure, and it was held by some people who I don't think are properly trained. If they're training people, they don't need to be training people. If they're running shows, they shouldn't be running shows.
All right. You're being like one of the mean girls. I know something you don't know and not giving information.
Well, it's just that all of these people think that they're wrestlers and are trained, and it's like Revolution Wrestling all over again.
Revolution Wrestling.
But to Revolution's credit, they had somebody come in and work with them and train them. That's what they've tried to do here, but I don't know that the trainer is the right guy to be training them. There's the saying when it comes to training. If they haven't been to the dance, they're not going to get you to the dance. If you're going and getting trained by Joe so-and-so, chances are he's not going to get you on NXT, or he's not going to get you seen by the bigger promotion. If all you want to be is a local wrestler, then that's great. That's probably where you want to be. But if you have the dream to do more than that, then, you know, you obviously have to do more. The thing about it is this, there's a lot of good wrestling out there, and there's a lot of hot garbage wrestling out there. And that will be our hot topic that we're going to come back and talk about full circle as soon as we cover Raw and SmackDown. That'll probably be our subject for hour two, is hot garbage wrestling. And we talked last week about if you don't draw 150, what's the point? We definitely are going to talk more about stuff like that tonight. And that's the thing. I also want to announce that TWX returns to the strip club this weekend. Not that I'm giving them publicity, but they're dumb enough to go back after they failed. I guess, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on you, something like that. We'll see how it goes. I don't suspect that it'll do any better than the first one. It might do worse. And that's the way it's gonna go. So that being said, we have a pay-per-view this weekend that we're gonna talk about here in a little bit. But we're gonna talk about this now.
Now get the drugs, the drugs from my generation. I'll take the fall, the state, and across the nation. And it's a sin, the gods, the fake, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on, come on, come on, let's get it out.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Was brought to you by Snorex. Snorex, when you need to snore, because you've got a bore. It started out with Roman Reigns and Bobby Lashley, blah, 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 pull apart,
okay,
blah, blah,
right,
blah,
right,
blah,
right.
Blah.
Let me say something about that, okay? Now, I had a little bit of a problem with the backstage portion of that segment, where Bobby Lashley basically goes out and tells him what to do, okay? Why didn't you just let him go out and do it? Why did you have to tell him to call you out? You know? I mean, isn't that what he was going to do? Isn't that what he's supposed to do? It's coming close to a pay-per-view. Shouldn't he be escalating the situation? And shouldn't you shut your fucking mouth and let him do it? I'm sorry. Oh, I told you not to call me out, but I hope you go out there and call me out. Because I'm not coming out to talk. I'm coming out to fight. And why did you even have to meet him backstage? You know, like, why can't you... Oh, my God. Did anybody not tell you how to do a fucking storyline? Oh, and I have a question. They said he was in the main event years and years ago. Who was he in the main event with? Because I don't remember. That'll show you how much I remember Bobby Lashley, other than Impact.
Well, let's see. Bobby Lashley is a former...
I know he's WWE, and they said he was WWE, yeah. Champion. Yeah, I know, but I don't remember that.
He is a former ECW champion from 2006 to 2007. He had many WWE championship pursuits, but was never successful.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But who was he in the main event with? They didn't even show up.
He was in the main event with several people.
Yeah, I'm just talking about specifically from last night, that's all. He just went, they gave him a main eventer, and he's like, well, I'm going to pursue my
It was him at WrestleMania. It was him at WrestleMania against Umaga. 1 year.
Okay.
That's when Trump shaved Vince's head.
Yeah, I remember.
So, that was like his big WrestleMania moment. Other than that, he was with TNA for quite a while, Impact, whatever you want to call it. He had quite a few runs there. So, and then he was part of Bellator MMA, or mixed martial arts, whatever you want to call that. And then he came back to WWE. We started action off on Raw last night with Nia Jax and Natalya against Mickey James and Alexa Bliss.
Mm-hmm.
We get Nia Jax and Natalya as your winner. A video package is shown for Owens versus Strowman. Then Mojo Rawley takes on No Way Jose B.
No, it's, you have to say No Way Jose, then Jose B. It doesn't make... It's Jose, Jose B.
No Way Jose...
He's messing it up. He's messing up my OCD thing, man. I'm going to slap you the day I meet you. I swear.
No Way Jose got his ass handed to him by Mojo Rawley. A video was shown for counseling. Seth Rollins is shown walking backstage when he's interrupted by Jinder Mahal. And then we
Jinder.
Go
what
to...
What the hell was that? Hold on a second. What the fuck was going on with Juicin' Bitch Tit Mahal?
I have no idea.
What the hell was... Like, he was a home... Like, is they gonna, like, make him into some freaking, I don't know, calm as shit motherfucker? Because, like, we didn't even see that wrinkle between his brows last night at all. Okay? And like, what the hell, Jinder? We didn't even see
Seth Rollins
last night.
We get Seth Rollins and Dolph Ziggler going back and forth.
Then you get Seth Rollins going at fuck. Lord, give me the name. What's his name? Give me his name.
Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, Drew McIntyre. Why the hell couldn't I think of his name? I almost totally ruined my thing. Okay, yeah, and then you get Seth Rollins at Drew McIntyre basically telling them that every Christmas he gets a brand new pair of Velcro gloves and rubber boots, and he's a sheep shagger. So I'm just like, you allowed that? Holy shit, I can't believe they allowed that.
Bo Dallas versus Matt Hardy. Your winner is Bo Dallas.
Yeah, that shit's got to stop. That shit's just got to stop. But I will say Bo Dallas dressed up as his brother. Like, it's uncanny. I mean, he looks exactly like his brother.
Ember Moon versus Liv Morgan.
Ember Moon. Liv Morgan. Yeah, Liv Morgan. I noticed it last night. So they're actually allowing her to show her talent now. She gave a fine match last night. And I hate to say it, my girl Ember took her down. So I'm loving Ember. I'm loving her background when she comes down. I love her music. I love her look. I love her red eyes. I love her fire hair. I love her. Yeah. I love her. I love her. I don't know if she's a werewolf or a vampire or what she is, but she, if you've seen Queen of the Damned, where Leah played Akasha, that's what she reminds me of. Exactly. If you're listening, Ember, go watch Queen of the Damned. I should bloody well find you on Facebook and message you. I really should. Go watch. I mean, I love your gear, but I want you to add to your gear. I think that if you did the same gear as Akasha and Queen of the Dam, you would look more than smashingly, amazingly, overly hot, and you would also look like a champion. The kilt's what does it for me, man. Oh, yeah. The warrior kilt.
Finn Balor is shown backstage. He's being interviewed about his size disadvantage. Bobby Roode steps up and talks about how Balor was cut from the same cloth as him. We're back and we see Kevin Owens spraying air conditioner. Or not air conditioner, air freshener. Angle says that it didn't stink before he came in. So.
Yeah, but.
Dolphin Drew came in. Blah, blah, blah. Elias is in the ring. Then Constable Corbin comes in and sings, da 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 da. And fills in the blanks and talks about how small Balor is. And then we get a tag team match. It's Finn Balor and Bobby Roode against Elias and Constable Corbin. Your winners are Elias and Constable Corbin.
Yep. Constable Corbin's looking a lot better without hair, I must say. I'm so glad he got rid of it. Okay, I have a question to ask. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I understand. Okay, once you're on the main roster, you're not making the big money right away. But once you start making the big money, and this, Mr. Hulk Hogan, pertains to you the most. Okay, once you're making some half-decent coin, why can't you go to hair club for men? Why can't you get hair plugs? Like, seriously, it's an easy procedure, and you make enough money to have that shit done. Okay, there's X strands where they do, and it takes like 5 minutes to bloody well do it, man. You can do that, too. There is no excuse for you motherfuckers to go bald, okay? Like Ric Flair. Ric Flair, styling and profiling, okay? He had enough money to pay everybody's bar tab every time he walks into a bar, and he still does it to this day. I don't know because I watch him on Wife Swap. Anyways, you have all this fucking money. Ric Flair, you could have looked young forever and had your hair, man. But no, couldn't do that. No, couldn't do that. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Your hair.
We go back.
You know,
we go backstage.
You're an
and
asshole.
We get,
go ahead.
We get Kevin Owens shown eating something before Braun Strowman walks in. Owens begs Strowman to keep him away from him. Kurt says that they will fight this Sunday in a steel cage. Braun asks what that is he smells. He sniffs Owens before telling him he reeks of fear. He sprays Owens with
fear.
Owens gets sprayed with air freshener.
It should be bitch be gone, but it's air freshener.
Then it's announced that Ronda Rousey will be a pre-order bonus on the 2019 game.
Yep, and I cried. It was really good.
Then
you hear Piper's voice.
Then we get the match. If Seth wins, Drew is banned from ringside at Extreme Rules. Well, Drew didn't win. Seth didn't win. Thanks to Drew McIntyre. I mean, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre won. That was a good match. We have some news with Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett has announced that he is coming back with 3 nights of wrestling at the Orange County Fair in Middleton, New York. It will feature Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh.
Kevin Matthews.
I need to meet him. I don't know who that is.
James Storm. And Colt Cabana. So that'll be a
excuse
huge
me.
Couple nights.
Oof. Excuse me.
Looks like Global Force Wrestling is going to try to make another run at it. Goldust had surgery on both of his knees.
Oh, excellent. Good.
So.
Oh, speaking of surgeries, Mr. Steamboat, I really hope that you're healing well from your hip surgery that you just had last week.
It looks like nobody won the tag team main event.
No.
Oh, yes, they did. Daniel Bryan and Kane celebrate their win over Sanity as SmackDown went off the air. So that's your SmackDown main event. I didn't see the rest of it because I was dealing with computer issues, trying to get everything up and going. And so if you watch SmackDown, you watch SmackDown. Congratulations. I'm glad you got a chance to watch
SmackDown.
It.
Of course I did. It's my favorite. I'm sorry, I've always been a SmackDown girl. Raw's all right and all, but once they brought SmackDown on, and it's not because the logo's blue and that's my favorite color, that's not why, but I just find it always to have been a better brand, always. We've got the better talent, as far as I'm concerned, and that's how I feel, and I'm sticking to it.
And there you have it. All right.
Kiana Kitty said so. Steve, come back, man. You need to come back. I'm making stupid jokes, all right? Come on, please. Fuck. This is not good.
I would say not.
No. Oh. Stop that. Come back, old man. We need you.
Yes, we do. Because we would have taken longer to go over everything.
I don't even care. I miss Elmer. I tell you what. Okay. No, all right. I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit. I use that in my... Okay, I'm Canadian. We don't say these things, okay? And I've been saying it, I tell you what. Okay, and people are looking at me. And I'm saying it just like that, okay? Like it's bad enough I'm saying, oh, like, watching Howie Mandel, Bobby's World Show, Bobby's mom, Don Channel, okay? It's bad enough for that, you know? But because they're Minnesota, right? So, no, you need to come back. Because, you have to come back. Why? Because, well, we need you. And, yeah, you're an influence, as as I just said.
Oh. All right. No, that's not one. I gotta find something. I think Katie muted herself. Yep.
Yeah, because I tried to breathe and talk at the same time, and it didn't work. Bye. That's all.
All right. What am I going to play?
I got a quick song. A song, or do you want to talk about something else, and I'll go find something?
I got it.
Oh, you're a stage.
We'll be
you never
back.
Let me do anything. Okay, fine.
Hey, yeah, I think you'll make me.
But are tired of waiting to hit the ropes? You feel like you're ready to wrestle in the main event just by watching an episode of SmackDown? Well, come to the Cottage Hills Wrestling Alliance, where no experience is necessary. Step in our ring, spend as much or as little time as you want, getting yourself ready, and we'll book you at all our events. Only you know best when you're prepared to conquer the world. Don't spend months and years slaving under arrogant prima donna veterans who have you pay to put up and take down the ring. Join the CHWA, and you'll be wrestling in front of millions when we broadcast your matches live online. CHWA, where training is optional, because we share your desire to live your fantasy right now. Call us today.
Tax Refund Promotions presents Professional Wrestling, a show that will not actually happen. Starring pictures of former WWE, Impact, and Ring of Honor stars that we're going to put on our poster just to lure you suckers into the building, even though they will not actually be appearing. Featuring the pictures of the real wrestlers, who will just be local jabronis that we're getting for a hot dog and a handshake. All this will take place inside of the neighborhood bar that we're getting for the cost of a case of beer. And the ring will be a homemade wooden ring, because no, we can't afford a real actual safe wrestling ring. Liability insurance, you must be crazy. We can't afford that either. I'm not getting that much of a refund check back. All we can really afford is the beer and the posters. So, mommy, get my tax refund check ready and get it signed over to me, because I want to hurry up and play wrestling promoter. Tax refund wrestling, not coming soon to a location near you.
With Rampage Tuesday Night Rants Turmoil, whatever you want. That was a great commercial, and that was acid to me crazy. And yeah, we're back.
Yes, we are.
Yep.
Good stuff that we got coming. I gotta get a new song uploaded for tomorrow night. I gotta see if Steve can email me the link that he uses to upload music so I can get a new song uploaded. There's one that's been playing on the radio a lot lately. Around the radio that I listen to, and it's pretty damn good, and I think you guys will like it. So it's by a new band by the name of Tetrack, and the song is called Freak, if you want to look it up. I think we're going to be adding that to the soundboard for tomorrow night. And, we'll, again, I want to remind everybody that we will have Bobby Horn with us tomorrow night, a.k.a. Sir Mo, and we're going to be talking a lot with him about several different things. Katie will be conducting a small interview because he's been here before.
I will.
Yes.
I will. This is the first I've heard of this, folks. with who again? With who?
Sir Mo.
Okay.
You like him, so it'll be easy peasy.
Yeah, I love him. He's great. I do like Mo. Mo's great.
Mo will be with us.
I like having other people with us too. I hope we have other people, because I like when they talk back and forth and tell me all kinds of really cool stories. I'm here for the stories, folks.
Well, we're going to try to get Uncle Paul in. I don't know. Uncle Paul is so busy lately that.
Yeah. Uncle Paul.
And we still want to send our good thoughts out to Uncle Crusher, who is recovering from. God. What the hell did he call that? Sciatic arthritis. In his back.
Oh, man. That sucks ass. My girlfriend's got sciatica.
So he's dealing with that. He might be with us. I'll talk to some others about joining in. I'll talk to Mo about having some of his talent call in. Maybe we'll interview some of them. Mo will be giving a lesson tomorrow night. Next Tuesday, we will be bringing you, oh God, what is her name again?
I don't know. You didn't tell me.
Allie Derskog.
Thank you. Yeah, you gotta show me how her name, because, yeah, it's what again?
Allie Derskog.
Allie Derskog. Okay, I was trying to get her last name, and I didn't get it right the first and second time I heard it. Why? Because, yeah.
So we'll be talking about that tonight, or not tonight, but next week with her, as she outs a shady wrestling promoter that offered her some things in exchange for a push.
Or some stuff.
And that's,
yeah.
So we'll be talking all about that next week, and Steve Kane will be back with us next Tuesday night. Next Wednesday night, Steve Kane will also be with us as the Ladies of Glow return for our Ladies' Night. That's going to be a big night. The 25th, we don't know what's going to be happening yet, but we'll be working on it. We've definitely got some big things in the works, and wants you to be a part of it. So check us out on social media, Wrestling Authority Radio and Rampage Rant.
And
Evolution Radio and Evolution Radio Network. So make sure you do that. Buy our merch.
Buy our merch.
We've got some great shirts. They're great looking shirts. There's some great looking shirts and other stuff available through Cafe Press. So again, buy our merch.
Buy our merch.
Also going to be laying down a Thursday night throwback this week. I don't know what yet, but I'll upload something and it'll be there for your listening pleasure.
Yay.
We'd appreciate it if you'd give that a re-listen.
Hey, when's the last time you played the Shannon Moore interview?
I don't know, and I have to find it.
Okay.
I
enjoyed that interview.
Just,
it was good.
Yes, well, you enjoyed talking to him about hair glue.
Yeah, it was wood glue to hold up a mohawk. It's the best thing. Yeah.
So we'll be talking about that. All of my clips are gone from the soundboard of Cornette and of Kevin Sullivan.
Shit. Really?
Yes, the old man deleted them.
All of them?
All
okay.
of them.
Well, I did request that the soundboard be cleaned up, so you can kind of thank me a little bit for that, right? Kind of. It is a little
Kevin
bit
Kevin Sullivan
fault.
Will be in East Carondelet, Illinois, July the 21st for Herb Simmons and SICW. I'm going to try to make the trip down there. I don't know if I will, but I'm going to try. I definitely want to meet Kevin Sullivan. And Herb Simmons is working on setting up a date for Kevin Sullivan to appear on Wednesday night's program. So that will be happening in the near future.
That would be nice.
Yes. Steve is ecstatic about it.
Me too. That'd be really cool. That'd be really cool.
I did see that Vicky Guerrero is taking bookings again, so we're going to try to reach out to her. I think she had some interesting stories to tell.
I would really love, I would love to sit down and pick her brain. I really would. And I hope discussing Eddie is comfortable for her. And I promise you, Mrs. Guerrero, I'll still call you that. I don't care. That's who you'll always be to me. I will treat you with the utmost respect. And I will give you a hell of an interview, and you will even be allowed to pass on questions anytime you want. I'll give you that.
I think it would be a great interview. So that's going to be coming. And
You know what? Tell her to go talk to Sarah Logan and tell her and ask her how I give a good interview. Tell her to go talk to Sarah Logan. Yeah, that's a big feather in my cap now, folks. She was on here umpteen times. She's come on as a surprise guest. She just show up. Hey, baby. So I miss you, baby. I do. I miss her.
And we're going to have
every time I see her now, I said, there's my girl. That's my girl. So, yeah.
That was one of the first interviews that we did. Why did that only play?
Hello?
Why did only half of that play?
This is Crazy Mary Dotson. You listen to Graveyard Radio Network.
There you have it.
Yeah. That right there is Sarah Logan, baby.
So proud of her. So proud of all the others. Do you remember we had Rich Swann on before Rich Swann was the big thing? We've had several others on.
That's right,
they've been big things.
I was just saying to somebody last week watching Impact, I go, I know I've interviewed him. I know I have. And Rich Swann, can you please grow back the front of your hair? You're starting to look exactly what I was talking about earlier. old and tired and well. So I appreciate that you like to shave things into the front of your head, but you have other parts of your head, like underneath your dreads, that you can shave shit into, and then you can do whatever you fucking want. You can put it in pigtails, French braided up the middle of your fucking skull, whatever, and people will still see what you've done. Please, for the love of God, stop shaving the front of your head. If you've aged yourself by, like, 20 years. I love him. I do. I don't care what anybody says. Plus, he's also with one of my current a wrestler that I'm currently following in love, and Rosemary is working with her, Sue Young, Rich Swan's wife. So
yes,
I'm enjoying Sue Young. I really am. I'm overly enjoying her. Yes, I'm pissed off that she took out Rosemary, but Rosemary also already had the torn ACL before she took her out. So, yeah, you wait, Sue Young. You watch when the Hive Queen comes back. You're done. You and your dirty, nasty, filthy, bloody bridesmaids, whatever the motherfuck they are. You get shit. You've been watching this shit? You get shit.
No, I have not. I have not.
You gotta go and look, man. It's like on demand or some shit. I don't fucking know. Find it. Find some Sue Young, especially the night she took out Rosemary. And her and Allie have had a few matches, too. And it's just, yeah, Sue Young, her theatrics remind me of when the business was the business and the theatrics were everything, okay? You swear she's dead, okay?
Yeah.
You swear she's dead. Like, she, I mean, it's like she binge-watched everything Taker did, or anything. I mean, she's got death to a T. She's incredible. Seriously, Sean, you got to check this girl out. You know I wouldn't keep going unless I meant it. So
well,
you
got to
check
that.
Her out. You seriously have to check this chick out.
Well, I wish I would have known about that. I might have gone to that. Anyway, there was a show that I didn't know happened.
Oh, well, don't even talk to me about it. Okay, Impact's coming to Toronto, and they didn't put their tickets up soon enough for me to get the money, the $400 fucking package that they wanted for the entire fucking weekend. Okay, because I'm not doing no general admission bullshit fucking seating, standing room only, to fucking go see this. No. You guys are fucking assholes. No, they didn't advertise it quick enough for... So basically, they... Yeah. You guys are fucking assholes. You knew about it. Like, they advertised it, but they didn't put the tickets up until, like, what was it, 2 weeks ago? Maybe?
Oh, that sucks. Because you would have gone...
Yeah, I would have gone. I would have been front fucking row. Me and Bernie, right in front. I bet you Bernie's fucking going. I bet she's going. I bet you she is. Bitch. I love you, you pint-sized little bitch.
I know who you don't love that's pint-sized.
Who?
Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss. All right. Okay, then finally let Nia have the tag, the title. Excuse me, my tongue is not working. Could somebody, like, replace it with somebody else's? Excuse me. I love Nia as a champion. I never thought they were going to give her the belt because, well, what Vince said, that she's his Andre, and, well, Andre gave the belt to stupid million-dollar man and was never, well, considered a champion. As far as I'm concerned.
Yes. Uh-oh. That did not look good.
And then, okay, they let Bliss win the Money in the Bank, and I don't feel that she should have won it. They should have let somebody else have it. Okay? Like, this is almost as bad as Charlotte Flair and Sasha playing hot potato with the title, okay? That... Yeah. So now they allowed her to have the money in the bank, and she cashes it in right the fuck away. That pissed me off, too. Okay? I understand you can do it any time you want, but I figured they were going to build something. And, you know, and let Naya maybe keep it for a while, but I just have a funny feeling that they're going to stiff Naya this weekend.
It's going to be a hot night of action the 9th of August, or the 5th of August, at the Swansea Improvement Association when Shigehiro Iri takes on Kevin Lee Davidson. It's going to be outstanding. Michael Elgin has stepped away from promoting at this time. It says it's not over.
Okay.
Yeah. But says it's not over. That he will be promoting again someday real soon. So we'll have to be on the lookout for that. Obviously, we are working vigorously on getting you some bigger guests, so you'll just have to bear with us. And with that being said, we're going to go into tonight's hot topic.
Ooh, hot topic. Isn't that a clothing store?
Used to be a good clothing store. Until Abercrombie and Fitch got a hold of it.
Oh, boy bands, they make me sick. Sorry. Late girls from Abercrombie. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. And I can't wait to see my girl for the summer. For the summer.
Oh, Lord.
I like Abercrombie and Fitch. She got some nice clothes, actually. No, it's Sarah Paul, I like. Excuse me, I don't like Abercrombie. I like some of it. Hey, man. I look good in a pinstripe suit. Damn good.
You're not the only one.
Oh, no, honey. No. You haven't seen me in a vintage pinstripe suit. Ow, what the motherfuck was that? Ow. Excuse my language there, folks. That hurt. Really hurt.
Had to wake you up. We're getting into the hot topic. Had to wake everybody up. All right. Hot garbage wrestling. What is hot garbage wrestling? Hot garbage wrestling is wrestling that couldn't draw money. There's a lot of hot garbage wrestling out there. We said it last week. If you're drawing less than 150 people, what the hell is the point? But there's more to it than that. It's because it's hot garbage wrestling. People don't want to see it. People have seen it and don't want to see it again. If you have people that look like they came out of the local trailer park as your roster, chances are people aren't going to pay to come see that. If you have people that actually look like athletes on your roster.
Hey, man, athletes can come out of a trailer park. You can be whatever you want. It doesn't matter if you live in a trailer park. Come on, now. Sorry. People don't live in trailer parks here, really. They do on the East Coast, like in New Brunswick and Newfoundland and PEI and such like that, but it doesn't really happen here. But yeah, trailer here, you go up to the trailer because, well, you can't afford a cottage.
Yep. And some of these people look as big as a house or can't move or can't work or they're missing teeth and they're not very athletic we're going to put them in the ring.
So they're sporting the summer teeth. The summer here, summer there. Summer over there.
Some are in a bag somewhere.
Some, I mean, shit. If you got to put them up in a bowl at night, don't have any shame about that. Just, yeah. Fuck. If you got one tooth, like, I don't know, man. At least
snaggle
you can open
tooth.
Up a can of pop.
That's their
kid. Snaggle tooth.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the ring at this time, from your local trailer park, Snaggletooth!
Oh my god. Hey man, Snaggletooth was my favorite cartoon character from Hanna-Barbera. He was a pink, like, I guess he was a panther, I don't fucking know. But he was gay. Gay. Queer as a newfie $3 bill. He was great. And that's in like the 70s and 80s. So, yeah.
Back when they used to do a lot more work on the cartoons to keep your attention.
Yep. Well, it depends on the cartoon you're watching. A lot of the cartoons they write nowadays, they make sure that the parents can watch them too. So, like, I watch Phineas and Ferb and whatnot. That's total. I don't even know why that's on her soundboard. If you want a better fake orgasm, call me and I'll record a better one for you. Because that one. Yeah.
That's the way some of these promoters feel about drawing 30 and 50 people. This is how I feel about it.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Oh my god, I didn't even know that was on the board still.
Oh yeah.
I like that one.
I made sure that was still on the board. I would kill Steve Kane over that clip.
Oh, that's my clip. I brought that from another radio show. That's mine.
That's how I feel.
An unrelated
show. If
you're
not making money and you're putting on a garbage product,
you need to shut the fuck
and there's
up.
Yes, but there's some promoters out there that are putting out a garbage product that are still drawing. And I don't understand how. If your product is a drizzling shit, why are people paying to see it? Good God.
I don't know, man. Shit.
I want to congratulate Wrestling for a Cure for $15,000 over that raised for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital for Childhood Cancer.
Oh.
In their season two. So,
yeah.
Congratulations on that.
That's wicked.
What else?
Oh.
Garbage Wrestling. Garbage wrestling. We're definitely going to talk about the difference between good wrestling and bad wrestling. Garbage wrestling is somebody that doesn't know a wristwatch from a wrist lock. Garbage wrestling is somebody that doesn't understand the psychology of holding a hold for 20 minutes and working the crowd. Because I'm going to tell everybody a story. I worked with Crazy Luke Graham Jr., who we've had on this show years ago. And he held the hold for 10 minutes and was singing Row, Row, Row Your Boat to the fans and the ABCs and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and as many songs as he could get in that 10 minutes. But he held that hold for 10 minutes. Most ingenious thing I've ever seen in my life. Because it slowed the pace down so the main event could pick it back up. And that's the way it's supposed to work. You can't have five-star matches throughout the whole show. That's why guys are getting hurt, because they're rushing spots. They're going out there and going too hard, too fast, instead of slowing down and working a little bit slower pace so they'll be able to wake up in the morning and work the following weekend. I don't agree with the on-the-apron spots. I've never been a fan of those. I just, that's the way I feel about that.
I remember when I was a kid, after basically every match, there was an interview. It may have not been at the ring, but there was an interview.
Yeah, but that
spot
was different.
Or something.
That was different. It's not the same as it is now. Drama, 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 drama. Oh, look, a wrestling match.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, that's why they're an entertainment company and no longer a wrestling company. They're an entertainment company with wrestling in the name, not a wrestling company with entertainment in the name.
Thanks, Bruce Pritchard.
I like Bruce
we
Pritchard.
Don't. Okay, well, yeah, I like him too, but for that, I do not love him. Okay. His podcast. Yeah.
He goes way,
yeah,
way out there when he covers the subject.
Yeah, I love Stone Cold podcast, and I thought that was something else. And then I heard part of one of his, and I'm just like, are you serious? And so I don't have the time to listen to more of them. But yeah, like, for real, fuck me in the goat ass.
Wow. Yeah, well, I'm white trash, and I would go fuck myself if I knew somebody named myself. Thanks.
Okay.
That was my joke of the day.
Okay, and it was cheesy, and it failed. Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, 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 wah. So the old man is out on leave. We are complaining about it because we want him back. So we pick his brain.
Hey, don't burp on air. That's gross. Do you know how many times I burp on air and you never hear me? Close your mouth. If you hear, I'm about to burp. And I close my mouth.
The old man should have been back tonight, but Katie and I were nice and said, go relax with the wife, so...
I didn't say shit. He said it. I didn't say shit.
Katie wants to kick Steve's ass for being gone this long.
Yeah,
that's just
I want
to all...
kick Steve's ass. Yeah, because I can't take tomorrow night off, and I have... there's stuff to deal with, and I can't. So, Steve, thanks. But come back, dude. We need you.
Yes, we do.
I need to be elsewhere, and I'm unable to.
Yes, because I can't do this alone. As much fun as that would be, it would just be me farting on a snare drum.
No, and that's not allowed on this network. No, you're not allowed to fart on a snare drum.
Boy. This is how I feel about, you know, all these people that think they're wrestlers. Excuse me, play the clip.
These nuts.
Thank you.
These nuts. I know, I couldn't whip anybody. Like, let's see if I can do it now. I couldn't whip you earlier.
Yeah,
it would, It wouldn't allow me. That's why I play this. I'm going to whoop somebody's ass. It allowed me to play that, but it didn't allow me to play my whip. Asshole soundboard. Prick mouth. Steve, come back. It likes you better.
Extreme Rules is Sunday. We've got a nice card for that. We've got a tables match in the pre-show. We've got a 30-minute Iron Man match between Dolph Ziggler and Seth Rollins. We've got some other hardcore matches that are going to be taking place. So it's going to be a lot of fun on Sunday.
It's not Monster Trucks, dude. But Sunday. I always wanted to be one of those radio announcers. I want to announce. I used to do announcements at school, and yeah, that went over real well. So like, cool. No, okay. All right, but this is back in the day when I can say these words now, but I couldn't say them well enough back then, and it was in high school, and I couldn't say ambulance or cinnamon or aluminum. Okay? Yeah, so, yeah.
That was probably horrifying for you to be on announcements.
I couldn't say, hold on, can I say it now? Philanthropist. There you go. I can say that. I can say anti-establishmentarianism, too.
Well, you know how I am with words, so I just trip all over myself when it comes to pronouncing.
Look, I have my tongue pierced, and I can still wrap my tongue around words. Like, oh, my God. Like, you can get me to go say that fast 5 times, and I can do it. Come on, man. You're in radio. You need to practice. Practice, 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 practice. You need to do exercises, too. I do.
Yeah.
I do that vocal exercise, and just make sure I can actually speak. Yeah.
Well, you lose your voice so much, it's not even funny.
Oh, no. The reason why I lose my voice is because of the pollen count is really high, and if I don't have my allergy pills, I'm screwed. I'm just screwed. And if I happen to yell at somebody or watch WrestleMania or something like that, then I'm absolutely screwed. Screwed.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, well, I try. I do my best. I salt water rinse. I peppermint tea, and I don't use tea bags. I use actual tea leaves, and I grow my own peppermint as well. So yeah, I have some gorgeous chocolate peppermint that I just dried out. But yeah, it's not easy being raspy.
Colin Delaney appeared on NXT. Or not NXT, 205 Live. So that's always fun.
Well, I'm sorry, who wasn't or was? Somebody was messaging me while I'm on air.
Colin Delaney was on 205 Live tonight. You might remember Colin Delaney, who had a brief career in 2007-2008 in ECW and also appeared on SmackDown Live last year in a tag team match where he and his partner got squashed by the Bludgeon Brothers.
Yeah. Fucking Bludgeon Brothers. See, I can't speak tonight. I fucked that up too. Jeez. I tried to bring the show back and I fucked that up. normally I don't. I begged to do it and I just fucked it up.
Oh, only. Only Katie. Well, I'm going to be back in a second. I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to leave
I'll
you with the soundboard. I'm going to leave you with the soundboard, and you can play our 30-minute song.
A 30-minute song?
Not 30 a 30-minute song, but our 30-minute break.
Well, all right. So, well, then you maybe you should have messaged me and said, find something to fucking play. Oh, you're such an asshole. See what I have to put up with? Yeah, screw you. I haven't heard this song in a long time, and I love it. So, help. You're going to enjoy a little sickness with me, folks. But we'll be back. And welcome back, folks.
Yeah.
He unmuted me, so okay, there you are. I know you're here. You unmuted me, fucker.
Yes, we are back. Extreme Rules this Sunday. We've talked a little bit about it. We've talked a lot about the news that's going on. Going to give everybody a reminder tomorrow night, Sir Mo. Next week. Allie Dora Sky. And next Wednesday,
seriously,
Girls from
I'm
Glow.
Telling you. The Girls from Glow, which one?
Steve has the list. Which, if he were here, I'd have the list. See the name of them off. Boom, 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 boom.
You need
boom,
to
boom,
be
boom,
here.
Boom, boom.
You need to. Oh, there you. You're needed.
Wanna hope that everybody's blasted all their fireworks by now. You don't want to get a fine for that. It's now later into July. Support your local independent wrestling shows this weekend. Not the bad ones, but the good ones. What else?
I don't know.
We will be bringing you a podcast, Steve and I, on the history of wrestling in the Illinois Valley. And Katie will be just sitting here and looking pretty.
Yeah.
When we do that one. She knows nothing about it.
Nope. I know shit. I'm not even kidding.
There's a lot of good wrestling coming out. Glow Season 2 is out. If you haven't watched that, be watching Lucha Underground.
Yeah, I gotta
watch it. There's a lot of great stuff on Lucha Underground. If you're not watching that, shame on you.
Shame on you. Shame on me too, then.
And you definitely want to be watching all the other wrestling that you can get your hands on. If you can get your hands on it, watch it. Because it's Wrestleopolis, man. All right. So with that being said, I think we're going to end tonight a little bit early. So, Katie, why don't you tell everybody what time it is?
Well, folks, you don't have to go home, but you sure as hell can't stay here. Get the hell out, and don't forget to turn the lights off when you do.
Good night.
Good night, folks. Come home, Steve. Come home.